It's time for the highlight show, sponsored by Blue Emu, America's number one emu oil formula. It works fast and you won't stink. Search for a full line of Blue Emu pain relief products on Amazon today. Game two of this three-game series, Mets and White Sox, Davis Martin and Jose Quintana was the pitching matchup. Quick start for Davis Martin. He struck out Francisco Lindor and Brandon Nimmo to start the night. Mark Vientos next extended the inning with a broken bat single to center. And with two outs and a runner at first base, Pete Alonso was up for the Mets.
Pitch. Alonso sends a high fly to left. Benintendi back to the track. This one is gone. A high arcing deep home run to left field. 404 feet. Pete Alonso hits home run number 30. And the Mets take a 2-0 lead in the first.
Fifth 30-home run season for the Mets, the most by anybody in a Mets uniform. So the Mets quickly had a 2-0 lead, and then the inning rolled on for Jesse Winker.
2-1 to Winker. He swings and clobbers the ball to deep right center. Jolks going back to the wall. Looks up. This one's gone. Back-to-back home runs, Pete Alonso and now Jesse Winker. For Winker, his second Mets home run, and it is now 3-0 New York in the top of the first.
Mets go back-to-back for the fifth time this year and the first time since July 12th. That home run by Jesse Winker is our smash of the game, presented by Smashburger, 100% certified Angus beef burgers, fries, shakes, and more. Martin stopped the rally there with a fly out to center field off the bat of J.D. Martinez for the final out. In the bottom of the inning, Quintana, like Davis, set down the first two, then Andrew Benintendi single to start the inning, and then Quintana walked Andrew Vaughn. So all of a sudden, the White Sox, eerily similar to the Mets in the first, had runners at first and second with two outs, but Quintana escaped. He struck out Gavin Sheets to end the inning. It was a 1-2-3 top of the second inning for Davis Martin. Then in the bottom half, Corey Lee led off with a base hit. Lenin Sosa next reached on what was originally ruled an error committed by Francisco Lindor that allowed Lee to go all the way to third. It was later changed to a base hit. First and third for Miguel Vargas and another ground ball to shortstop. This one fielded by Lindor. He went the short way to second for the force out. The run did score, and Vargas was safe at first with an RBI fielder's choice. Jacob Amaya next worked a walk, and the nine-hole hitter reached to put runners at first and second. But Quintana came back with a strikeout of Corey Jolks for the second out. And with first and second and two away in a two-run game, Luis Robert at the plate, a wild pitch, allowed both runners to move into scoring position. So now it was second and third with two outs. Quintana struck out Robert, though, to strand a pair and held the lead at two. In the top of the third inning, Francisco Lindor extended his on-base streak to 29 and his hitting streak to 11 with a base hit to left field. Brandon Nimmo then walked to put runners at first and second. Mark Vientos and Pete Alonso each flied out for the first two outs of the inning. And with Lindor and Nimmo still at first and second, Jesse Winker came to the plate. Still first and second, two outs. Mets trying to cash in and pad this two-run lead in the third inning. Martin ready the pitch. Swung on, floated out to shallow right. It's falling fast. Jolks coming in. He's not going to get there. Plays it on a couple of hops. Lindor scores. Nimmo goes to third. It's a two-out knock for Jesse Winker. And the Mets get one back. It's 4-1 New York in the third inning. Another RBI for Jesse Winker. Our insurance run of the game presented by NJM. No jingles or mascots. Just great insurance. Second RBI of the night for Winker, a 4-1 Mets lead. J.D. Martinez next, and he grounded into a fielder's choice to end the rally. In the bottom of the third, Andrew Benintendi led off with a base hit. A passed ball advanced him to second base. After a ground out, Benintendi was still at second, and Gavin Sheets was up for the White Sox. The 1-1. Swung on, broken bat, flare out to right field. It's down a base hit. Benintendi's around third. He's coming to the plate. Marte tosses it into second. It's an RBI single for Gavin Sheets. And the White Sox answer right back with a run of their own in the bottom of the third. It's now a 4-2 Mets lead. So Chicago answered back with a run of their own in the bottom half to make it a 4-2 game. Quintana came back with a couple of strikeouts to end the third inning. The score remained 4-2 Mets as Martin and Quintana traded zeros over the next two innings. Martin was done after five. Guess Varland took over in the sixth. Pete Alonso led off with a base hit to center. Then Jesse Winker followed with his third hit of the night, a single to right. J.D. Martinez went down on strikes for the first out of the inning, and there were two on, though, for Starling Marte.
Varland fires. That one's lined to right center field. Down a base hit in front of Robert. Alonso getting waved around third. He's heading home. The throw goes to second. Alonso scores standing up. Starling Marte drives in another Met run. It is 5-2 New York in the sixth. Marte at first with an RBI single. And Winker up to second base.
So Starling Marte with an RBI and a 5-2 Mets lead. They'd settle for just the one insurance run, though. Martin set down the next two Mets to end the sixth inning. Jose Quintana was done after five. Oscar Brazoban took over and worked around a two-out hit-by-pitch for a scoreless sixth inning with a little bit of help from Brandon Nimmo.
3-1, that's ripped in the air to left. Nimmo over to his right, reaches out, dives, makes the catch, and then falls onto his arm. And as he gets up, shows his prize, holding his glove up in the air. What a catch by Nimmo to his right. And now the Mets have to make sure he's okay. He landed on that wrist. He looks like he's all right, but he's a little slow getting back to that spot in left field.
Yeah, Brandon Nimmo did remain in the game. It was scary, though, for a moment as he rolled over that wrist, but it was a scoreless inning for Oscar Brazoban. Mets put some pressure on Eniel De Los Santos in the top of the seventh, first and second with one out, but De Los Santos struck out a pair to send the game to the bottom of the seventh with the Mets still ahead 5-2. Ryan Stanek turned in a 1-2-3 bottom of the seventh inning, and then Chad Kuhl and Phil Maton traded 1-2-3-8s. On to the ninth, Mets ahead by three. Justin Anderson took over for Chicago. He allowed a pair of two-out base runners, but held the Mets off the board, and the lead was three heading to the bottom of the ninth. Jose Buto on to close things out. Edwin Diaz not available tonight. He had pitched in three consecutive ballgames. Lenin Sosa led off the ninth inning and flied out to right field. Miguel Vargas then doubled, and Jacob Amaya singled. That sent Vargas to third, and all of a sudden the White Sox had the tying run at the plate. The order flipped for Corey Jolks, who grounded into a fielder's choice to score Vargas, but it did erase Amaya over at second for the second out of the inning. Mets' lead was now 5-3. The rally continued with two outs. Luis Robert, a base hit to left field. Jolks stopped at second. Robert at first. Tying run at the plate for Chicago. And Andrew Benintendi faced Jose Buto, representing the winning run.
Runners lead first and second. One out to go for Buto. Pitch. Bouncing ball back to the mound. Buto's got it. Runs halfway to first. Flips to Alonso in time, and the Mets win. The Mets do win this second game and now have taken the first two of three against the Chicago White Sox. It was a little dicey there, but Jose Buto picks up his third career save.